5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. And, of course, we are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. A lot to unpack from the weekend that was. The Rockies, surprise, surprise, ended up losing the series to the Dodgers. Had some moments in that series, though. Had some moments. And I want to get into that. John Gray was absolutely fantastic, and we'll talk about that until he gets, like, cramps. So, going to have to eat a lot of bananas and stuff. What else helps you from keeping those cramps down, man?
Just getting those stretches in.
Yeah. Get those stretches
water,
in.
Water, I think.
A lot of water, yep. Bananas.
Yep.
That's what they tell you. I mean, that's... I'm glad he's okay, but that's a little annoying, right? I mean, you're up 2-0. He's pitching lights out. He cramps. And, I mean, not much you can do about it, but just one of those things. So, 4 games in for the Rockies. They're off today. And they are 1-3, just like that. It's how quick it moves, isn't it? It can get out of hand quickly for the Rockies. Now, Diamondbacks coming up tomorrow night. We'll have it here on 1310 KFK. As for tonight, the national championship, we've got Baylor and Gonzaga. Yay. Ooh, that game. I got to say, though, UCLA, and I said this, I said the Pac-12 is going to surprise a lot of people. Now, I didn't say UCLA was going to be that team, but still, the Pac-12 is a damn good conference. And I think, you know, when CU lost a couple of games in the Pac-12, even to like Oregon State, people were all, this Pac-12 soft. No, I just think it's so competitive. They beat each other up throughout the course of the season. So, some absolute wild games there. Baylor Zags. Who you got, Colbs?
Well, at Kansas, so whatever. Baylor. I did have Baylor going to the championship.
Oh, there you go. I'm going Baylor because that's what my bracket says.
Yep.
So I need it. I won't win. No. I will not win. I have fallen far enough out. I think I would finish. I still could finish in like the top three, though, which would be cool.
That's not bad. That's respectable.
It's respectable. I mean,
it's not a win. It's not 2-3 years ago when I won. It's not like that.
Yeah, but we didn't take stats on that. Oh. You know, we didn't even record it. Is it in the Hall of Fame when you walk in?
Yeah.
Is it there? Is there a picture? There's a picture of all of our.
You might have to move like something else to find
it's
it,
like in
a
little the back trophy, room.
Like find another statue or something.
It's like in a back room. It's in a Noob's bowling alley area there, and it's like so far down in one of the lanes.
Yeah,
I think that's where it is. Yeah, that was pretty phenomenal, though. Because, I mean, typically we usually cut it off around 70 or so brackets and as far as registration. And sometimes not all 70 fill it out. They miss the deadline, whatever. But that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have that. You can still hang on to that.
I'll hang on to it forever. And I'm not last this year, so whatever.
You're not. When are we doing the roof thing?
Well, you know.
The weather's supposed to get bad again tomorrow, so should we do that?
Let's not do tomorrow.
You don't want to get too hot either.
I know.
So, you want to get sunscreen. We definitely need to get sunscreen if you're going to go out there and it's hot.
Maybe like a week or two if there's a nice 70-degree day.
Okay. We'll get it figured out in the next week or so. Yeah, we got to. It's all done with. Great tournament, man. Really entertaining tournament for the most part. That UCLA-Gonzaga game was nuts. What else happened? Avs continue to roll. The Nuggets continue to roll, although they were down 18 to Orlando in Orlando or at home. I thought this was going to be a scary game, kind of one of those trap games. But Aaron Gordon, former Magic, had 24 points, spurred this comeback on. Denver outscored Orlando in the second half, 72-44. Something clicked. And here's the sad thing is Joker, to me, doesn't look... I mean, he looks just as good as he always does, but the numbers aren't there. You know, lately, the numbers aren't there, and Harden is really picking up some steam in the MVP watch. And, I mean, how do you feel about an MVP, a guy that changed teams, you know, early on in the season? I don't know when he officially changed teams, but he wanted out. Do you think that that's... Like, should that be something you hold against him? Now, I'm not saying it should keep him from winning the MVP, but should it be a knock? You know, he wanted out of Houston. He wanted to go to a better team. Clearly, he wanted to go to a better team. Brooklyn's a better team. I just wonder, should there be something against that? I'm trying not to be a homer. I really am. But I mean, I'm watching Joker, and I watched some games with Harden, clips, and his numbers are there, his assists are there, but does he really make everybody on that team better? Joker's numbers the last three or four games aren't that mind-blowing. I think he almost had a triple-double last night, but it's what else he does, man. I mean, he makes everybody around him better. He had 17 points, but 16 assists and 9 rebounds. Couldn't get one more rebound, Joker? Come on. One more. I mean, his plus-minus, plus 15, tied for the best on the team yet last night with Jamal Murray. Jamal and Porter still doing their thing, 20 and 22. Porter had 12 boards, popping in double-doubles like crazy. Aaron Gordon, 24 points. Great defense again, 7 boards. I mean, he's getting better. This is a team that has won 14 of their last 17 games. They are undefeated since getting Aaron Gordon on this roster. And they're climbing up the standings, I believe, as of today. I had that up. I don't know why I reopened it. Wanted to look and see where they were. Sitting at 4th. They are a game behind the Clippers. 1 game behind the Clippers. And they're 2.5 games, 3.5 games behind the Suns. They can still make the climb. Utah's not slowing down. They're just not. Denver has the Pistons tomorrow night. You got to think that that's another opportunity. I mean, Jeremy Grant Plumlee, you're going to have another family reunion there. But that's at home. So you get some fans in the stands at, 4,000 or so. Then 2 games against San Antonio, a decent team. Boston, a decent team this year. Then you're at Golden State. It's not an easy stretch with the 2 Spurs games, Boston, Golden State, Miami. It's not an easy stretch at all. But somewhere, you know, they should be able to win a good chunk of those games right there. We are getting down to it. We are certainly getting down to it. So the MVP watch, where will the Nuggets sit? I just think you want to avoid the Lakers in that first round. That's where I'm really wanting to get out of. Just avoid the Lakers in the first round, whatever that takes. And as of right now, moving to 4th doesn't help you any. You'd still be playing the Lakers. The only difference is they get home court advantage if it goes to 7. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is, when you can, whatever, when it's easier for you, because it's limited. I don't think you're going to have issues going to Rockies games, but where would you go first? Where are you going first? You're going to get to go to games. Where are you going first? To see the Nuggets play, the Avs play, or the Rockies play? And I didn't throw the Broncos in, because last time I checked, it's April. So, I mean, if you're a big enough sports fan, you're going to make it to one of these teams. Who are you seeing for? Who are you wanting to watch? You got 2 teams right now that could be world champions. In the Avs and the Rockies. No, right. The Nuggets. But what was this weekend, Colfax? It was gorgeous. It was beautiful out. You just want to get a hot dog, get a beer, go sit and relax and watch the Rockies, and maybe a weird cat runs out onto the field. So there's that, and that's how the Rockies always get you. We might not have the product, but we have the place to enjoy the product. Where you going first? You get a pick, one of those teams you want to watch or areas you want to be at. Both are Avs Nuggets, both Ball Arena. Coors Field's got the venue.
They have that venue, man.
So you go to the Rockies?
I go to Rockies.
You go see the Rockies? Well, here's why I think you're okay with that. I know hooligans are going to freak out, but what you're seeing with the Nuggets and the Avs is so much fun, but you don't get to see it at the game, it's more about the experience, right?
Yep.
I'm a TV guy, definitely. I will go to games for now. Like, I don't really go as a fan anymore. If I go to games, I bring the computer out. I'm in the media room there, the press box, and I'm doing whatever. Whether that's just tweeting, because that's media now, working on blogs, whatever, just covering the team, being there as a worker. So I don't really go to games outside of that. So, I mean, if you're wanting an experience, then yeah, you can Rockies. That's a place to go. That's a hangout. That's the fellas getting together, the ladies getting together, the dates, whatever you want to do, you've got that. Now, Nuggets, Avs, I'm going there for a show. That's it. I don't care about the seats. I don't care about sitting around with the fellas. I am there to watch straight up. I want to see this Nuggets team. I want to see this Avs team. Might as well just do that on my couch. You know, I thought it was interesting to throw that out there because I'm curious if the Rockies still get some of that. I mean, clearly,
they do.
It looked like way more than 21,000, didn't it? Like yeah. Parts of it almost looked like it was full in certain camera angles. It was pretty cool, man.
It was good to see.
It was.
It felt a little more right.
It did. You didn't have to worry about these weird little cutout cardboard people and yeah. the stands and stuff. That was cool. Rockies still lose, though. 1-3. McClay says, how do I know what I placed in March Madness? You got to go to the CBS. You go to the same thing that you where you filled your bracket out, McClay. And you just go to look at standings. And if you have to look, you're probably down the road there somewhere. I don't know. You could be high up. I'm not sure. But just go check it out. They're not allowing nachos or popcorn at Nuggets games. Really? Why not nachos? Why not popcorn?
Well, nachos because it's always that cheese gets everywhere, so you're always like wiping your face trying to get the cheese.
And so you COVID
spreading
yourself.
COVID.
You COVID yourself?
Yeah. I think.
Why not popcorn? Seems like a...
Again, because it's just that constant
what if
eating.
They tell you not to grab handfuls and you just have to go one at a time.
And then if you like tweezers or something,
if they catch you handfulling a popcorn bag, they come up and they're like out. And Colfax just made me really mad saying he's going to see the Rockies over the Nuggets. Nuggets never get any respect. Have fun at the Rockies bar with COVID rules, Colfax.
I never said I'd see the Rockies or the Nuggets. I said I'd go to Coors Field.
It's more about the venue now. Yeah. It's more about the venue. There's no debate.
No.
Ball Arena versus Coors Field. Which one's funner, more fun to be at, right?
Yeah.
I butchered that sentence, by the way. Holy cow.
We followed you. We were right there with you. And there's no question. Especially, it was like the most beautiful weekend in...
Ever.
Ever.
The best weekend in April.
Yes.
It was so perfect.
Yep.
Venue-wise, Coors beating out Ball Field or whatever, Empower Field. Man, they keep switching. Coors is the only one that stayed Coors, by the way, and that also makes it less confusing for my brain. You know, people are like, you want to go to Ball Arena? I'm like, what is there? I don't want to see ballet. I'm a sports guy, man. No, that's where the... that's right, Ball Arena.
My bad.
Empower Field? What is this? Some kind of public speaker thing? Empowerment? I don't need any of that. I want to go watch the Bronx. Oh, that's right. Okay. My bad.
Yep.
It's my bad again.
See?
No, I don't think it's wrong to go into that mindset. I mean, I think it's still kind of like, all right, well, it's the venue.
So here's the question. Like, if the Nuggets could play at Coors Field, would I rather watch the Nuggets there or the Rockies there? See the Nuggets at Coors Field.
Yeah.
Over the Rockies.
Yeah, I'd love to see the Nuggets at Coors Field. Let's make that happen. Yeah, set it up. Outdoor. Let's go. Texter here. New Texter. All right, you got the rest of this segment to come up with a nickname. Otherwise, Colfax gives you a nickname, usually based on your most recent text, right?
Yep.
All right, pretzels are allowed with nacho cheese. But nachos are not allowed with nacho cheese? Is that right? With only 4,500 fans at Ball Arena, it's easier for the refs to hear you yell at them when they suck.
Nice.
That's true. You do have a better chance of like somebody hearing you go, let's go, Joker. Yeah.
He's like, turns and actually waves at you personally. You heard
yeah. Him? Did you see him like slap Ross last night? He did one of those Joker frustration fouls. Mm-hmm. He still got it there, man. Ross runs by him. Joker thinks he gets fouled. Ross runs by him, and Joker's big old whoop-a-doo slap. Ross looks at him like, what the hell? And then realizes, wait, you're a 7-foot monster. I'm not going to talk trash, but why'd you do that, man? And Joker's like, you know, something Serbian, right? And nobody knows. That's fine. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
He did get a little superstar treatment there because that should have, he like hauled off, and they said there was no. What did they say? Like, there's no...
No wind-up?
No wind-up. And I was like, that kind of looks like wind-up. But the refs were not very good in that game, but the Nuggets still found a way. Huh. All right, so new texter. You got a moment here. Get that nickname in. Otherwise...
I'm feeling some pretzels and cheese going on here.
Oh, man. Pretzel cheese. Green Acres, can we suggest a name?
Oh.
Should be Nacho Pretzel. Yeah,
I like that. Except she's already in here, man. It's a she texter.
Oh, really? Holly McClain?
Boom.
Oh, wow, we got two McClains. That's what you're doing.
It's Mrs. McClain.
Okay, I like it. What is Green
What's
Acres?
His wife's name?
Your text reading is faster than mine.
Yeah.
We're suggesting a name. Nacho Pretzel. Like that's a good nickname.
That is a good nickname.
That's not bad. What else do we got, Colfax? Oh, Ed McCaffrey's going to be on the show today, the UNC football head coach. And those of you that don't know this, played for the Broncos, won some Super Bowls, not a big deal. Looking forward to catching up with him. They had a scrimmage on Saturday against CSU Pueblo. They have another scrimmage this Saturday, however, not open to the public. I'll be going up against Shadron State. So, you know, this is kind of what they thought they were going to do. Spring ball with a little extra oomph there for the most part. So we'll get Coach on. Zach Stevens will join me, our Broncos update. When we come back, Colfax, we need to get to the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, we've just been busting through this thing. I tend to agree with you. You know, if you haven't been to a game in over a year, I mean, you know me, I'm a Nuggets guy. But I'm more like, I'm going to be glued to the TV and really studying up on what's happening. I can't get that as much from a sports show host. I get it. I'm coming at it from a different angle than a lot of our hooligans. Because, I mean, if I go to a game, I'm not getting as much from it for the show, other than the experience. Coors Field, you know, it's baseball.
Yeah.
You're getting the same amount of what you're getting at all. You won't get to see the slow-mo cams and all that stuff. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you there.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to see the cat.
See?
There's a cat
happen.
That just lives at Coors Field.
I saw that, and it was running all over the field.
He escaped. They the trainers, people, whatever, they got him, and he looked like he was going to eat them. And they kind of like, I guess they had him ready to go, and then he just escaped. And he's still in there. He's still there. I saw it running behind home plate.
The cat. Before?
Yeah. I paused it. My dad was with me, and I said, did you just see that cat? And it looked huge from my angle behind home plate. And then suddenly you heard Spilly saying, there's a cat on the field. So it must have like ninja'd over the home the plate or the fence back there. And then it took off running and it looked like it was out of breath. It was like, at first I was like, is that some kind of bobcat? Some kind of she lion or something? I don't know what that is. And then they got it and that was that. But I love it because Cody Bellinger, was it 2 years ago when that girl like jumped over the fence to get up close to Bellinger? Because he's a heartthrob, tried to hug him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this cat got like right up next to him. It's like everybody, no matter what, is coming out over the fence to be next to Cody Bellinger.
You know.
I'd probably do the same thing. Let's be real honest. 22 minutes after the hour, Good, the Bad, the Ugly, coming up next, presented by FMS Bank. More on the Colorado Rockies. Austin Gomber is not the answer that we were looking for in the Nolan Arenado trade. Although, the Rockies hung in. They made it interesting. Does that do anything for you or no? Be right back.
Spring is in the air, and that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Auto Taylor and Greeley, they know that everything revolves around technology, so having skilled technicians paired with their cutting-edge vehicle diagnostics is just as important. That is Auto Taylor in Greeley. Get your vehicle looked at. Maybe she's had a tough go. You know, we're starting to get over that, I don't know, 150,000 miles or even more. I'm seeing some of these are built better, but nowadays you can go a pretty good amount there before you really start thinking about a new vehicle. So take it to Auto Taylor and make sure you're keeping everything up to speed. You know, even just your routine oil changes and getting your tires rotated. Take care of your vehicle so that vehicle will take care of you. That's Auto Taylor in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Which sporting event are you more likely to attend first as things continue to open up? Nuggets game, Avalanche game, or a Rockies game? Gotta love those texters that insert their own. Oh, wow, we got Rockies and Avs tied up right here. See, you're not, those of you holding it, you're not voting for the Rockies. You're voting for the Rockies game. Oh, and it just passed, 42% saying Rockies game. My, what will some good weather and one win do for all the Rockies hate?
Yep. boycott the Rockies.
Boycott the Rockies, but 42% of the hooligans listening are like, we'd still go there. But I'm not supporting Dick Monfort. Not with my money. Not with my hard-earned money. I'm there for the Dodgers. Well, you kind of are.
Yeah.
You're kind of supporting Dick Monfort. You know? So, yeah, whatever. Colvex, our second installment of the whole review is up. It's available for you to check out. I do ratings 1 through 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. We went to Bricks Brew and Tap in downtown Greeley.
Love that place.
Yeah, we got the review up, ready to go. So check it out at thewholeshow.com. We've done William Oliver's Public House in Fort Collins. We've done now Bricks Brew and Tap. Find out the rating that we give Bricks Brew and Tap, a tap house. Again, I'm not going to go there if I'm starving, I'm not going to go there for dinner, right? I'm going to go somewhere else. But looking for a beer? Hard to beat. 36 beers on tap. And 14 of their own. So check our review out. Again, available at thewholeshow.com. I team up with Chad Young, the owner of the Tavern at St. Michael Square, Master Chef. So he knows a thing or two. So either way, we've got some credibility there. You got to like that. We'll have Zach Stevens join us in a moment. But first, Colfax, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Well, the good. Oh, man, that Gonzaga-UCLA game was absolutely phenomenal. And I thought, well, we're getting ready to go double overtime. I was ready. I was pumped, though. I was really bummed it didn't. But what more can you say about this play?
Floater, short, got it back, ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Sox for the win. Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Unbelievable!
Goodness, it took everything the Zags had to beat UCLA. Jalen Suggs, buzzer-beating three in overtime, sends the Zags to the title game undefeated. They have a chance at pure greatness, Colfax. But watch out. Baylor took care of a pretty damn good Houston team by 20. Or 19 points. And I got Baylor winning this one. I think the buck stops in the championship game. Gonzaga loses their very first game. We'll get into more of that a little bit later on. The bad, the Rockies lose, but there were some little things in there that we could take. John Gray was actually pretty damn good until the cramps crept up.
0-2 swung on a miss. Second strikeout for Gray.
Swing and a miss. There's some heat. John Gray was strikeout number three.
Payoff pitch grounded to the right side. Fuentes to his left takes it, throws onto first, and it's 1-2-3 again for John Gray.
John Gray looked good. If you can get more of that. I'm not going to say anything right now, but that series didn't go as bad as I thought it was going to go. You could have went 0-4 with no signs of hope. Instead, you went 1-3, and you were close in every game. You came back, and you fought game two. John Gray was sensational game three. And then yesterday, Austin Gomber just wasn't the guy. The ugly for me, and I'm not getting into politics on this one, Major League Baseball moving their All-Star game fairly short notice with, you know, again, Georgia's coming up with new voting rules and regulations and stuff. I don't pretend to be a political broadcaster, but no notice, really. I mean, it takes a long time for these places to figure out where they're going to have an All-Star game and doing so. So it's just a furthering on our politics and sports blending together. 31 minutes after the hour. Colfax, when we come back, Zach Stevens will join us from DNVR Broncos. How good does he think this team's going to be when you look at the easy schedule for Denver? And is he hearing anything more as far as quarterback hype, quarterback talk for the Denver Broncos? We'll get to Zach. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. With me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, my friend, you guys, I was looking at this earlier. I was checking out your great 2021 non-QB draft. Talk to us about your non-QB draft, you personally, Zach, and how much of that was just, all right, we're doing this outside of quarterbacks. Do you see Denver still trying to get a quarterback? Like, is that a top priority? So it's kind of a double question there to start this off, Zach. We like to load it up on you, man.
No, I love it. What that, no better way to start off the week than with that, Brady. I appreciate it. And yes, quarterback still has to be a priority for the Broncos because, look, we all know that the position was not good enough last year. And then George Payton came out and said they're going to upgrade it. And they've done nothing. They've done nothing so far. I mean, they haven't even cut Jeff Driskel. They've done nothing for the position yet. So it absolutely is a priority. And you're kind of running out of options now. I mean, there's reports coming out saying that if Deshaun Watson doesn't play this year, that the Texans would be interested in adding Alex Smith. He's like the only veteran on the open market that could be a starter for you. So if he goes off the board, then you have to draft or you have to trade draft picks. So, yes, quarterback still very much a possibility. But we did this non-quarterback draft just to see what would happen and how many good players there are. And what it did was it actually made me feel better about this draft. And not the Broncos picking at 9, but it made me feel better if the Broncos were to trade back. Because, Brady, until you have a quarterback, I don't think you should really ever be trading back and to, you know, get a second round pick to draft a cornerback. I think it's all about the quarterback. But let's say the Broncos were to trade back. There's about, including the 5 quarterbacks, there's about 18 players that I really like in this draft. And I don't think there's a huge difference between the 9th best player in this draft and the 18th best player in the draft. So what that means to me is if the Broncos move back, and let's say they can get one of those top 18 players, which I think can happen right around 20, because I think a team's going to reach for a player that's not one of those top 18 guys, then that still leaves the Broncos with a very good player. So if they don't want to go quarterback this year and they trade back, still get a very good player, say at pick 15.
I think we lost our guy. I think we lost Zach. Let me know if he's still there. He was just getting into this thing. I kind of like the scenarios trading back. I've got a few of my own ideas on that for this week's Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind. And we still have Zach. Zach, we lost you right around the time you were talking about potentially trading back and what that would look like for the Broncos.
Yeah, and if they – sorry about that, Brady.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
No worries,
man. But if they were to trade back, I think it would still leave a very good player for them. And let's say they do trade back and they go from 9 to 18 and pick up a first-round pick, well, then that would mean they really have their eyes set on the quarterback market next year if Drew doesn't pan out.
That's what's interesting to me is the potential of next year. If you're and again, I think George Payton has just done – you talked about this. He's done such a good job of saying the exact right things. He's not really putting himself in too much of a corner. Yes, he's saying we want to upgrade at that position, but it wasn't like an overwhelming, you know, we're done with Drew at this stage. So it does lead me to believe that maybe there's some other scheming going on for next year. That being said, you have Najee Harris on your list, and I do too. And I think that there's a way the Broncos can get their cake and eat it too, where they could get, if you don't get a quarterback, maybe you get one of those big needs, inside linebacker, corner. Because, again, at some point, Denver's still going to need a corner, if not this season, for sure next season. And if you do trade back, do you acquire another second-round pick, kind of like what the Broncos did when they ended up getting Dalton Risner and Drew Lock, and maybe a Najee Harris could be a guy in that mix?
Okay, you're selling me a little bit on this, Brady. When you start talking about Najee Harris joining the Broncos, I mean – especially in a scenario where he's not your first pick. Just like you said, he's your Dalton Risner type of addition and your Drew Lock type of addition to that draft. Najee Harris is an absolute baller. I mean, he profiles similar to Derrick Henry, not just coming from Alabama, but being a huge guy with tons of speed, with great vision. And the additional thing is he is excellent out of the backfield as a receiver. That would be a huge dynamic. And, yes, the Broncos are paying $9 million to Melvin Gordon this year, But this is the final year of his deal, so you would be getting a second number one running back this year, and then you'd really be getting your workhorse for the next many years. And if you can get that in a second round, just the same as Derrick Henry went in the second round, that would be an absolute steal. And you know what? I could even see it happening in the first round. But here's how it would happen. The Broncos would trade back from 9 to, let's say, 20 for a team that wanted to jump up for a quarterback. They get a first-round pick. And then the Broncos trade back from 20 to, let's say, 28 and pick up in a second-round pick or something like that. And then they use that first-round pick on Najee Harris. And then George Payton does something that he absolutely loves to do, and that's draft accumulation. He says he's loved doing that, and he's done it throughout his whole career. And, man, if you can do that and still land a great player like Najee Harris, man, you'd be making it out like a bandit.
What I think is so interesting about this, and I've changed over the years too, Zach, where, you know, I've always thought, man, if you get a top 10, you have to take that. You have to stay in your top 10s. But, I mean, how often in this day and age in the NFL, we see guys in the top 10, top 20, they're just guys, you know? They play in the NFL for a while. They're all right. There's certainly a handful that does great things. But we can see almost as many in the second and third round go on to do great things. So in that regard, I do kind of like the idea of just accumulating a ton of picks. I'll admit, I've changed even in the past 5 years on that thinking.
Yeah, and I've really changed in the past 48 hours on my thinking. I would never advocate for trading back, but I just see it being a pretty good spot for the Broncos to do it, and also a very realistic spot for the Broncos to do it. No one has any idea what George Payton thinks of these quarterbacks, and so I have to start off every conversation about trading back by saying, if they're not going to get a quarterback in the first round and George already has his mind made up, then trading back makes some sense. And also, where the Broncos sit right now in terms of how the draft board could fall to them at 9, it isn't the best, actually, because the top players that could be there are wide receiver. You certainly don't need a wide receiver. Cornerback for this year, you don't need a cornerback, and offensive tackle. And you can make a case that the Broncos should go out and get their right tackle of the future right now, and I'm all for that. But you are paying Juwan James, you know, $17 million this year, so you're probably going to roll with him for this year. And just the way that falls, if you're going to go with one of those positions, you might as well trade back because they're all deep positions, pick up extra picks, and still get a very good player just 10 spots back.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on the whole Najee Harris thing, too. Again, his ability to catch out of the backfield. And Melvin Gordon, there's two things working against him. You got 1 year left, plus he's not really is he a top tier running back anymore, or is he just barely on the outside of that stage? So, I mean, he put together a nice second half of the season, so I like that. But in your experience so far, just kind of following around George Payton, seeing, you know, what he said, hearing what he's saying, reading between the lines, see what he does in free agency, how aggressive do you think he's really going to get in trying to move up that ladder and snatch one of the top three guys as far as quarterbacks go?
It breaks my heart to say, but I don't think we're going to see that this year. As much as I want to see it, one of the things that I've been told right after George Payton was hired and have been continued to be told behind the scenes is George is really going to take a step back, see how things unfold this year, get a feeling of everything going on in the building, and that's exactly what we've seen. And that doesn't mean he's not going to make moves. No, he just went out and signed Kyle Fuller. He's built a very good defense for this year. But in terms of big decisions, he didn't move on from any coaches. He didn't move on from any scouting department members. He hasn't done a single thing in terms of big changes. And quarterback is also one of those big things. That's a big change. And also draft, moving up in the draft and sacrificing a couple of first-round picks in that process to do that, that is a huge change. So that's just why I don't expect any big moves to come there.
You're right about the moves. It's Kyle Fuller. These aren't like groundbreaking moves. These are just nice moves that kind of make sense for now. You kept your guy in Justin Simmons. You're going to see what the future looks like, of course, with Kareem Jackson after next season. But I didn't look at any of these moves going, all right, these are moves that say, hey, we're a step away. We just need to patch this defense up. No, I looked at it more or less like, hey, Kyle Fuller's available. Kareem Jackson's not going anywhere. We can get him for a steal. We'll just tie those up, and we'll see. Even with those little moves, this defense looks damn good.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And on top of that, you paid Kyle Fuller for 1 year. That's not a commitment at all. You paid Ronald Darby. Yeah, you signed him up for 3 years, but only $20 million guaranteed and only $10 million a year. That is not a big commitment in today's NFL. Heck, I mean, you and me, Brady, $10 million is a big commitment. But,
right.
You know, for a starting cornerback in the league, that's not really big money. And, you know, he did give big money to Justin Simmons. Well, Justin Simmons is one of the best safeties in the NFL. These aren't groundbreaking moves, just like you said. I mean, he wasn't willing to make a blockbuster deal with the Lions for Matthew Stafford. He was willing to give up a first-round pick for Matthew Stafford. But when you think about it, a first-round pick for a starting franchise quarterback is not that blockbuster of a deal. Once it got to that, where we're talking two first-round picks like the Rams gave, he backed out because he wasn't ready to make a big-time move.
Mm. Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, one more for you. Well, actually, I have two more for you. What do you think about this Deshaun Watson situation? It's been a very strange story. It kind of ramps up. We hear a lot, and then it goes away. Then it ramps up, and then it goes away. Is Deshaun going to play football next year?
Yeah, it certainly does not look like that. And I know a lot of people wanted this to be resolved before the draft, and that's certainly not going to happen. There's not going to be clarity there. The next big thing that just happened was the Houston Police Department getting involved. I believe that happened on Friday, and that is big-time news right there. That means that this thing is not going away anytime soon. And Brady, the way I see it, I don't see him playing football this year, and I wouldn't be shocked if right around when OTAs start, which is April 19th, just 2 weeks from now, if the NFL decides to put him on the commissioner's exempt list to kind of take him out of the equation for everyone, just so that there's nothing going on with him in terms of the NFL standpoint with him. It's like you said, I mean, it's a terrible situation, and it's also just unfolded in the weirdest way possible.
What a bizarre situation. And of course, I mean, it doesn't look like it's getting the picture's not getting any clearer, so to speak. So certainly follow along with that, and we'll see what happens. Zach, final one for you. I know the draft hasn't happened yet, but you saw the schedule. It's a pretty easy schedule for the Broncos. Before the draft, we got a lot of work to do still with this team, but how many wins do you see just based on what you know right now?
Especially with the 17-game schedule, are you ready to say 9-8, 10-7? I mean, those are just weird numbers to say, but I'll stick with those numbers right now. But a huge, huge, huge asterisk along with that. I think this team can be a playoff team the way they're built right now if they get average play from their quarterbacks and whoever that may be. And right now, if it's Drew, I can't say that I see that just because I haven't seen that average play on a consistent basis. So if they do roll with Drew, we're talking about an upgrade from last year because this team's going to be healthier and better. So 7-10, 8-9 potentially. But if they just get average play, that's all they have to get from the quarterback position. They'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I think I'm with you there. It all depends on Drew Lock because I love the defense. I really like the offensive weapons. I think another year under Drew's belt with all of these weapons might bode well. But again, that's the big if. If he can at least be average, which, you know, I don't think that's too tall of a task, but for some quarterbacks it might be. Zach, always appreciate your insight, my friend, and we're getting closer. We're almost there.
Oh, I can't wait. We are almost there. Broncos are back doing meetings in 2 weeks. The draft in 3. I can't wait to roll with you, Brady.
All right, my friend. Always appreciate it. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Nobody better, in my opinion. Love the work that he does. 9 minutes until the top of the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more on the Denver Nuggets, more on the game tonight, man. This should be a blast of a game. It's -4.5 Zags at this stage, so we shall see. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist. We'll be right back.
Volleyball and baseball coming to a Preps broadcast near you on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Tell you guys about SCL Mortgage. You know, interest rates, they're getting higher, but they're still very, very low. So now is still a wonderful time to get rid of any consumer debt that you have. Car loans, credit cards, student loans. That interest rate is not tax deductible, and your house payment is. That's SCL Mortgage. Find them at myspecialmortgage.com. First Advantage text line. is 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number, 970-478-1301. Think about Drew Lock for a moment. If he can survive this, he keeps surviving all the hits, right? You know, the first one was Deshaun Watson. All right, that's going to happen. Denver, Deshaun's landing spot looks like it's Denver. The Broncos are willing to, maybe the Broncos are willing to throw it all out there for Deshaun, and that means bye-bye Drew Lock. Well, whether it was going to happen or not, I wasn't convinced that Denver would trade for Deshaun either way, but then you get this story. So, no way. No way it's happening. I don't even know if Deshaun plays football again. I just don't know. I'm not innocent until proven guilty for sure, but this story is now has the police involved. It's going nowhere. For this story, this situation is not going to go anywhere for a while. Deshaun Watson's not playing next year, so that takes it out. Drew Lock survived that. And then you go to free agency period. Okay, are the Broncos going to go get a guy like Fitzpatrick? Or, you know, there's a lot of free agents out there. They're going to Andy Dalton's out there. Trubisky's out there. Trubisky didn't want to come to Denver. He wanted to go be a backup to Josh Allen. I didn't think the Broncos were overly interested in him either way, but that was a weird move. I thought it was going to be a guy like Trubisky come here and compete for a job. Instead, he's going to go hold a clipboard for Josh Allen. So Denver didn't make a move there. Drew Lock survives round two, free agency. Will he survive round three, the NFL draft? If he survives the draft, he's going to be the Denver Broncos starting quarterback next year. That's a big if, though. He still might be, even if he doesn't survive the draft, and they draft a quarterback at number nine, because they'll open up the competition and they might leave that young guy behind him. I don't see why they would. You know, go for broke at this stage. You like your defense, and if you think that one of these quarterbacks is a game changer, then put him in early because you have a lot of one-year contracts. I don't see it happening. I mean, Justin Fields is appealing to me, no question, but the price, I don't think it's there. And George Payton, listen, I'm going to warn you, Broncos country, George Payton's not going to make the sexy moves on draft day. You know, if you were upset about Denver moving number 10, to go get back into 2 years ago, get ready because it's probably going to happen again. All right, don't forget we'll have Ed McCaffrey coming up in the second hour, UNC Bears football coach. They had a scrimmage last week. That's kind of what their spring's looking like. They opted out of playing any games for spring. We'll talk to him more about that decision. Dylan McCaffrey, we won't see him until get into fall practices because he still has to finish up with Michigan as far as graduation and such. But we're looking forward to a great conversation with him. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.